Thank you, Steve. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our worship service, and we're glad to have visitors with us. And we hope and trust that as we study the Bible, that God's Word will be opened unto you so clearly that you'll be able to ascertain and understand exactly what is said, and that we may realize the power that's in God's Word. For in Hebrews 4 and verse 12, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart." And then he adds, "For all things are naked and laid open before the eyes with whom we have to do." Romans chapter 6 deals with a very important subject. And I appreciate Stuart reading it. What shall we say then? He just talked about the grace of God. How full it was. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? And the obvious answer is no. God forbid, may it never be. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? If we put it away, we're alive in Christ. Why then would we continue to serve sin? Do you not know that so many of us, as we're baptized into Jesus Christ, we're baptized to His death? That's a sobering thought. We've been baptized. But why have we been baptized? We've been baptized, according to the Scriptures here, we've been baptized into Jesus Christ, into His death, to benefit from His death, to be forgiven by His blood, to be cleansed by the wonderful Savior. Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into death. How do we get in there? We've been baptized. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. What a picture. How Paul is making it so clear. When you're in Christ Jesus, the grace of God's covered you, and you ought to walk, be pleasing in God's sight. Then he adds, "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death," the figure of baptism, "and we're baptized, and therefore if we've been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection." We're going to be raised. Why? Because the day will come when all that are in the grave shall hear His voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. We want to be among that people that are raised up to walk in newness of life in this life, who then shall be raised up when Jesus comes. Knowing this, that our old man crucified, put to death. We don't serve the old man any longer. It's been crucified with Him that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, the servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, of obedience unto righteousness, to God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but now ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. He adds that in verses 16 through 18. In this same chapter. Have you been baptized scripturally? Have you been planted and buried by baptism into the death of Christ? I was thinking as I prepared this sermon, how many people, different situations. people who have had been in different situations. Right? I baptized a lady over in Sheffield, Alabama. She had crippling arthritis. She had one of these old bathtubs with the feet on you, the old antique type. Her son-in-law was there, and it was upstairs. He lifted her, took her upstairs, filled a tub full of water, and baptized her in that tub. Why? She had crippling arthritis. But she was baptized. Baptized a man over in Decatur. I think most of you will know who that was. I went by to see Brother McNatt the other day. And many of in that place there, they came whenever he was baptized into Jesus Christ. And I don't know how many different people in different situations. I was up in a meeting in Lexington, Tennessee. And there were three men that wanted to be baptized. They had a pond out behind the church building. And you know what? We took them out there in that pond and baptized them in that pond. I could go on story after story, but the important thing is the Bible tells us that we have to be baptized. And as I was thinking about this lesson, sometimes people misunderstand baptism. How long do you have to talk to people about being baptized before they're baptized? We'll cover that. But if you're a Christian and you've been baptized into Jesus Christ, and you can be assured then as we go over some fundamentals this morning that you're all right in the sight of the Lord as far as being added to the kingdom of God. And if sickness comes for you, your family, and we're just so thankful that Jonathan, Andy was telling me, Jonathan, the young man we prayed for, he only has one more treatment, and the surgery and all the cancer will be no longer there. It's benign. I believe that's right. Isn't that right, Andy? And we're thankful for him. But you can pray for one another. We can be assured that we're God's people, and surely that's what we want to be. And so this morning, let's just take about 15 minutes and look at the Bible and see what the Bible said. Baptism is an immersion. Don't sprinkle people. You don't pour a little water over them. Immersion is not sprinkling, it's not pouring. It's a burial. Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism. That settles the question. All you have to do is just look in the Bible. That's the mode of baptism. That answers it. What did Jesus command? He told us to go and preach, and then for us to practice it. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Baptism is for everyone. We talked about that from Isaiah, that in the last days, that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and the house of God, from it will radiate the wonderful gospel of Christ to bring about men and women from all nations shall flow into it. The kingdom of God. In Mark 16:15-16, therefore, Jesus said, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. That's our charge. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. In Matthew 28:18-20, Jesus said, I have all authority. I'm speaking by the authority from God, because all power hath been given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. So people have to be taught before they're baptized. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Remember in Luke 24:45-47, then open ye their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written. What's written? And thus it behooved Christ to suffer. It's written. It was prophesied. He did it. And the Bible says, and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Where at Jerusalem? Acts 2. Those people were told to be baptized. Somebody comes along sometimes and they'll say, "Preacher, why do you talk about baptism?" Because God does. I know from the Word of the Lord that the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23, and all sinners need to be baptized because Saul was so, and now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Why should people be baptized? Men and women and boys and girls, everyone who are sinners. Here they are. Obey His command, Mark 16:15-16. They want to be cleansed of their sins. Those people had killed Christ. You remember in Acts chapter 2 and verse 36? Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this same Jesus whom ye have crucified. They were murderers. They had crucified the Son of God. He said, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly God hath made this same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. And when they heard this, how many times did they have to hear it? One time? How quickly can you get a person to be converted? Pretty quick. Because just like with these people, when they heard this, what did they do? They said unto the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do about the condition that we're in? Because we're guilty of having crucified the very one that was had come to save us." What did Peter tell them? "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Then they that gladly received His word," cleansed, number three, cleansed from sin, they were added to the Lord's church. Acts 2, verse 47. Become a new creature. Therefore let all those who have obeyed the gospel know they're now in the kingdom of God. They're in Christ. In Galatians 3 and verse 27, "For as many as have been baptized into Christ." You can't get into Christ without being baptized into Christ and to have the promise of going to heaven when you die. Matthew 25, verse 46, "And Jesus said, these shall go into life eternal." Talking about those who are His children, and the others into damnation. Now, why should you be baptized? If you've never been baptized, here's some reasons, Bible reasons, as to why you should be baptized. Who should be baptized? You got to be lost because you don't baptize a saved person. Acts 22, verse 16, "Saul was told, now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized. Wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." You got to believe. Matthew chapter 28, 18 through 20, "Teach them and baptize them, those who believe." You got to be willing. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." But then, how old must you be whenever you're baptized? Well, when you become a sinner. When you know right from wrong. When you know you're lost. That's the time for you to be baptized. When we understand God's Word, then that's the time to be baptized. I'll tell you about my own kids. I know Tabitha, I think, was 10 years old. And she told me one day, she said, "Daddy," she said, I want to be baptized." And I asked her why. And she goes, and she was crying. She said, I think it was 10 or 11, but anyway, she was very young. But she said, "Because I'm lost." Well, I baptized her that day. Tim, my son, when he reached about 12, I think it was, or so, he came forward to be baptized. I don't know. The Bible didn't tell you the age. Different people mature at different ages. I had a meeting last week, as you know, down in Franklin County. And we had 9 young people that came forward to be baptized one night. Ages from broad, I guess, maybe 11, 12 to 17 years of age. I've been hearing some great reports about those young men who were baptized. It thrills me to know that they're now reading the Scriptures, they're serving the Lord's Supper, they're praying, and that little congregation has been strengthened because these young people are now in the kingdom of God. I urge you parents to talk to your own children. I remember at Southern Boulevard, we had a young man that came one night when I was preaching, and he'd been coming several times, 16 years of age. And he told his sister as they were going home that night, said, "You know what?" Said, "I almost went forward. I want to be baptized." He went out the next morning, and they were swimming over at the Tennessee River. He drowned the next day. His parents came to me and just cried, weeping. No, they hadn't taken him when he was younger to Bible study. No, they hadn't said very much to him about his soul. Friend, I want to tell you this morning, whatever age you are, if you are a sinner and you've never been baptized, you know that you're lost, we're talking to you from God, His precious Word. Who? That's you. When should a person be baptized? In Acts 16, verses 30 and 33, they brought them out and said, "Sirs, here's the Philippian jailer. And here is Saul. And here is..." They've been in prison praying. And the prisoners heard it. And when the earthquake came, and they're out and how that Paul had cried out to him, "Do thyself no harm." Comes out and he says, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" That's when you're lost. When you know you're almost gone, what are you going to do? Here's what they were told. He said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in the house. And he took them when? The same hour of the night. And washed their stripes and was baptized. He and his straightway. I remember a lady, I guess probably 40 years old when I baptized. She called me one day over at Southern Boulevard, and she said, "Meet me over at the church building. I've got to be baptized." That's when. A young man came and we were painting the building over at Southern Boulevard. Several of us. And he came. And when he came up, he started talking to me. I said, "Well," his wife had been restored on Sunday night. And I talked to him and I said, "Thayer, good to see you." "Yeah," he said, "I came over to work. I've got an evening shift. I've got to work." But he says, "I should have done something about my soul last night." I said, "What do you mean, Thayer?" I knew he wasn't a Christian. He said, "I should have been baptized." I said, "Put your paintbrushes down, folks. Here we are in the old clothes. Brother Pitts had gone to get some more paint. When he walked in the church building, never will forget it, he saw us up in the baptistry and be baptized in Thayer Helens. And I never will forget what Thayer told me. After he's been baptized, and Brother Pitt found out, he was one of the elders, when he found out, he was so rejoiced, and all of us were. And Thayer said to me afterwards, he said, "Well, I've got to go home. I've got to work." He said, "I got what I came for." That's why he was there. When are you going to be baptized? When it's convenient for you. If you're lost, you're lost. No wonder these people, it had to be after midnight when Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, because that's the context. In verse 25, And then all of this happened, and they took him that night. That night. Why? Because if you're a sinner and you're lost, you know you don't have another chance if the next hour, even the next heartbeat, is your last. Why? Nobody's scaring you. It's just the facts. God says it clearly. When should a person... Whenever you make up your mind and you know you're lost, then that's when you need to be baptized. I was down at Hamilton in a meeting. They had the coldest baptistry I believe I've ever been in. It was in the wintertime. And we had about 3 young people came forward wanting to be baptized. They did not have any boots, so I had to put on the trousers that they had for me there. And boy, you get in there and that water's icy cold. And I told them, they said, that's all right. And it was all right. Because they want to be baptized right then. They're lost. They want to be saved. When I went and I was studying, and we hear people say, many will say, you know, really it's not important, but it is important. Why? Because that's what the Lord said. These people on the day of Pentecost were guilty of crucifying the Son of God. They can only be forgiven through the one that they crucified. And that's when they did so. Men and women of Samaria, Philip went down and preached to them. And when they believed Philip and the things that he preached concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, guess what? That's when they were baptized. There was Simon the sorcerer there, and when he heard this, he likewise was baptized. The Ethiopian eunuch, riding in a chariot. How long did it take this man to be taught the Word of God? Not very long. Because whenever he saw certain water, he said, here is water. What doth hinder me from being baptized? And you remember Philip said, if thou believest, thou mayest. He said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He commanded the chariot to stand still. And they didn't wait. He was baptized and then went on his way rejoicing. Saul, the Bible says, now why tarrest thou? Arise and be baptized. And guess what he did? Acts chapter 9, verse 18. He immediately arose and was baptized. That's how he got his sins remitted. Cornelius' household. They were commanded to be baptized. Acts 10, 47, 40. Lydia. When she heard the word, when she received the words, she was baptized. The Philippian jailer who spoke about it, Acts 16, verse 33. That very night, when we turn to the Word of God and we see Crispus and Gaius and many of the Corinthians hearing, believed, and were baptized. Why? That's the only way you get into the kingdom of God. And even those people, disciples in Ephesus, who had been baptized by John's baptism, when they learned of the baptism of Jesus, they were baptized. Friends, I want to tell you something. The Bible is just so clear. Household, the family of Stephanus in 1 Corinthians 1, 16. Why is baptism so important? You remember? Well, it's so important because of one thing that God says to you so clearly. And the lesson is yours. Here it is. Think about it. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. And that's not what He wants for you. And that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Read it. Underline it. You ever heard about the woman who said, I'll tell you what, the Bible does not say that I have to be baptized. She was told to read Mark 16, 15 and 16. She said, it's not in my Bible, I cut it out. Yeah. What does the book say? I'm just reading to you the exact words of God. They that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, from the glory of His power, when He shall come to be glorified in His saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony of you was believed in that day. That's not something the Church of Christ had come up with. That's not something that preachers Fred Evans and Guy McDaniel and Doug Matlock and any other preachers just decided. That's what the book says, the book of God. But when? Listen carefully. What does hinder you from being baptized right now? Here is water. What does hinder you? Those of you who are young, middle-aged, or old who are lost, God tells you He wants you to be saved. He has a plan to save you. In order to be saved, you have to work His plan. In 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, "For He saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now," that little word, N-O-W, "now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." How many people have died planning to be baptized tomorrow, but died today? You don't, my friend, put off. You don't put off what God says applies to you. Now, we're singing a song of invitation. I've tried to make it as clear as I can. I'm asking you, have you been baptized scripturally? Is it important? "Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so also we walk in newness of life." Romans 6, verse 4. Come to me and obey the gospel, won't you? If you've never obeyed the gospel and you're subject to it, we just plead with you to come and let us assist you as you come to Christ to obey Him. And if you're a child of God and you haven't been living faithfully, ask God to forgive you and let us pray with you and for you. We're singing, we're praying, and His invitation is yours. Won't you obey it? While together we stand.